Ba-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum-bum. This is Media Break. Give us 3 minutes and we'll give you the world. Welcome to another episode of Legends of Podcasting, the show where we dive deep into the world of movies, TV series, comics, and everything in between. I'm your host, Liam, and today we have an action-packed episode that's near and dear to my heart. We're talking about the legendary RoboCop franchise. It's past, it's present, and most excitedly, its potential future. So let's put our RoboCop nostalgia caps on and delve into the latest developments surrounding this iconic series. Now, for those who might not be familiar with the original 1987 RoboCop movie, it was directed by Paul Verhoeven and starred Peter Weller as the titular character. Now, it's set in a dystopian Detroit, and the film follows Alex Murphy, a police officer, who is brutally murdered and then resurrected as a powerful cyborg law enforcer. RoboCop was a groundbreaking film that captivated audiences with its mix of social commentary, dark humor, and unforgettable action sequences. The movie really is awesome. If you haven't seen it, watch it. More recently, in recent years, they released the actual director's cut, which is more brutal than the original version. The original one was great, but if you're going to watch it now, especially for the first time, you got to check out the full director's cut. You won't regret it. It's bloody brilliant. Anyway, so hold on to your hats, RoboCop fans, because our reliable sources have confirmed that a new RoboCop series is actually in development right now at Amazon. Now, this series will serve as a sequel to the original film. And guess what? No, you didn't guess it? Okay. Producers want none other than John Cena to lead the series as a new RoboCop, mentored by the original Alex Murphy, who will be reprised by Peter Weller. So the show will introduce a fresh cybernetic law enforcer named Mark Kyle. Unlike Weller's Alex Murphy, Kyle will begin his journey as a soldier rather than a police officer. And John Cena's potential character will meet his demise in a war, only to be resurrected as a cyborg, starting his new life under Murphy's guidance. So already sounding pretty cool, and definitely a premise that I had not heard batted around before now. Like, there's been a bunch of different theories and ideas as to how we can go about doing more RoboCop, and I gotta say, this is a pretty original take, and I'm digging it. I think this is kind of cool. So considering the recent success of HBO Max's Peacemaker, it's easy to see why John Cena is high on the producer's wish list. Cena's popularity and chemistry with older actors is evident in his on-screen dynamics with Robert Patrick in Peacemaker, make him an excellent choice for the new RoboCop series. While it's unclear if Edward Neumeier, who co-wrote the first film with Michael Miner, is involved in the Amazon series, it seems likely. Neumeier has been trying to revive the RoboCop franchise since at least 2018. He initially planned for a new movie called RoboCop Returns, which would act as a direct sequel to the original 1987 film and ignore the two sequels and, of course, the 2014 reboot. 2014 reboot, really disappointing for me personally. Always been lifelong RoboCop fan. And so I was super excited when you had that reboot that was coming out. And then you only had him in the actual suit that kind of looked like RoboCop for a small part of the film. And then he spray paints it all black. Bits of that movie I thought were cool. I mean, I still bought a copy because I've bought copies of everything RoboCop. I've got all of the movies and TV shows on the VHS, DVD, Blu-ray. I clicked it all. Loved the whole thing, the whole franchise. Loads of the comics. Got the cartoons as well. But that reboot was disappointing because as much as there was some cool stuff in it, it wasn't RoboCop. I don't know if that kind of makes sense. If you are a RoboCop fan, you probably get what I mean here. but it didn't feel like RoboCop. Pretty much all the other versions, the movies, even RoboCop 3 and the TV series, they all feel like RoboCop. That reboot, it just didn't feel like it. So anyway, Neil Blomkamp was initially attached to direct, but Abe Forsyth later replaced him. Now, in 2020, Movie Hole reported that Neumeier was developing a prequel series focusing on Ronnie Cox's villain, Dick Jones, and the rise of Omni Consumer Products, which is the corporation that creates RoboCop. I'm not sure if any of you remember this. I remember when this news came out because I found it very interesting because it was cool, this kind of idea of doing a prequel series, something in the RoboCop universe that wasn't actually RoboCop. But then the big question that came around was, well, why are you going to watch a RoboCop show if it doesn't have RoboCop in it? And, well, I think we all had, and I certainly had those thoughts, but we also all had those same thoughts when they announced the Gotham TV series, which was, why are you going to make a Batman show without Batman in it? And it's focusing on Gotham City and how it got to the point where it needed a Batman. Initially, the idea was like, this just sounds lame. Turned out to be a brilliant TV show. Really great show. I love that show. Again, if you haven't watched it, check it out. It's really well written. The writing improves as well as you're going through the seasons. And they did an absolutely fantastic job on the origins of so many characters in it. And ultimately, the show is telling the story arc of Jim Gordon. He's really the central character that the show was developed to tell the story of, and how it gets him to the point where he becomes Commissioner Gordon. So he's not Commissioner throughout the series. The idea is it ends with him becoming Commissioner, and Bruce Wayne is in it, and it ends with him first putting on a Batman costume. But anyway, that worked. So actually, I think there is, so long as you've got some good writers, there is a lot of potential with a RoboCop TV series to actually make a really cool thing, because sure, it's not going to have RoboCop in it, but it will have everything that leads up to RoboCop. We know from like, you get that intro, the early part in RoboCop 2, where you see these different versions of other cyborgs before we get to a second RoboCop that actually doesn't just die or kill itself. In theory, there's going to have been trials before RoboCop came around. There's going to be other efforts. There's going to be types of robots that were there as the precursor to RoboCop, because there's got to be a reason why they felt the need to put a human brain inside of the machine. So there's a whole lot of story that you can tell there. But then you've also got OCP is, by all accounts, is a pretty evil, huge corporation that there's so much potential there for some great storytelling. And although it doesn't make any sense for Alex Murphy to appear in that, there are other characters that were already there in Detroit in the movie that you can have in this show. So you can have a lot of familiar names, familiar characters in it. And that could really work. So that was something that was talked about a while ago, the idea of this show. And I found that super interesting, but we haven't really heard anything about it. So that was 2020. We last heard about that. Obviously, we had the pandemic slow down a lot of things, killed a lot of projects, and we didn't really hear about things. So we don't necessarily know necessarily if that specific project is going to continue. But the acquisition of MGM by Amazon could be the catalyst needed to get Neumeier's franchise back on track, especially if John Cena is on board. So RoboCop franchise was owned by MGM. So with Amazon buying MGM, they got all of the intellectual property that came with that, amongst which RoboCop's there. Yeah, I'm just with a big name. I think what's going to be needed to revive this franchise is, bring in another name into it. And I got to say, John Cena is not someone I thought of before, but I love the guy. I think that that is awesome. I remember first time I saw John Cena was just by chance at a Port Authority bus terminal in New York City, where I was in there. I was gone in. It was the end of the day. I was heading over to go get a bus. And then I found myself walking alongside John Cena. He had a baseball cap on. And but he's instantly recognizable, big guy. And just saw him, and he was just cutting through. I don't know if he was catching the bus or just taking a shortcut through the building. But yeah, just walking through. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I also got to meet him on another occasion. And I was shooting a video actually with him. And that was such a genuinely cool guy. That was great. It was he was doing a diet plan that he's like developing. He was part of, and which was really cool, really great food. Lots of food was cooked up. I got to sit at the table with John Cena as well, just kind of like chat. It was a group of us, and we're just like chatting and talking crap whilst we're eating dinner. Great food. It was great guy. Loved him in Peacemaker. I think he is perfect as Peacemaker. Absolutely love that show. Really hope we get to see loads more seasons of it. So John Cena on board for RoboCop, I think could be cool. I don't think it would be the same. He would play the character the same way he plays Peacemaker, of course. That wouldn't work. But I think he could absolutely do the role of a new RoboCop character. He's not, as it said, the idea here is that he is not RoboCop. He is not Alex Murphy. He's not a police officer killed in the line of duty. He is a soldier, a Marine or someone who died on a mission and is resurrected. So it's going to be a whole different kind of thing. And as his memories start to leak back in, presumably you're going to get effectively, you're going to have a cyborg. I mean, RoboCop had flashbacks to when he was being shot at, when his hand was blown off and he was just shot and all that stuff. Like you got little flashes of that in the movies. And you saw how it made him jolt and stuff. But then you're adding someone who's actually a soldier, someone who's been to war and has seen so much stuff, and you know, so many people come back from war with PTSD. You're going to have a guy who died at the war and brought back. So you're going to have this cyborg that, as his memories are coming back, you're going to be getting PTSD in that as well. So there's so much that you can do with that. There's so much. It's really interesting idea. I really like this idea. It's cool. So, but anyway, what I want to know is, what do you, our audience, think? Like, I want to hear from specifically from fellow RoboCop fans. Like, are you ready for a new chapter in the RoboCop universe? Is this what you want? And who would you like to see step into the metal boots of our beloved hero? Do you want to see Peter Weller coming back and reprising the actual role of RoboCop, as this bit of news is suggesting? Or do you just want someone else to actually just take over the role and have a show that is focused specifically on RoboCop and not this new character, Mark Kyle? Like, so I'd love to hear what you guys all think about this, as well as anyone who's not a fan of RoboCop, someone who doesn't. You know what? I'd love to hear from people as well who haven't seen any of the RoboCop movies, but you're now hearing about this. Does this sound like something that you'd be interested in seeing? Because that's an interesting point. Like, is this something that's only going to appeal to those people like myself who are like diehard RoboCop fans who are going to consume like everything that gets released on RoboCop? Or is this show actually going to appeal to a broader audience is this little, so we've only got such a tiny little bit of information at the moment. There's no images, there's no nothing. From as far as I know, John Cena is not actually attached to the project. We just know the producers want to have him in it to take this role of Mark Kyle. So does it sound like something you'd be interested in? Anyway, let us know in the comments. Just look for Legends of Podcasting across social media and you'll find us there. There's always an opportunity to leave some comments. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And also, if you've enjoyed this show, if you enjoy the podcast, lots of other episodes to check out, please remember to hit that subscribe button so you'll be notified as we get more episodes get released that appear in your podcast feed. But also, one of the best ways of supporting the show is to write a review. I know, it just seems like one of those kind of pain in the butt kind of things to do, but that most of the time, can't be bothered to kind of do it. But it's something that only needs to take a couple of minutes of your time to do, and is actually more helpful in promoting the show than most other things are, because the more reviews that we get, that any podcast gets, it makes that podcast then appear higher in search results on podcast platforms and more likely to become recommended to different listeners. So this will help our podcast reach people that want to enjoy a show like this. So anyway, that's all from me, Liam. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Your move, creep.